Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dave Snedeker, who has two hats. You're the floor covering merchandise manager with the Nebraska Furniture Mart and also the president of the National Floor Covering Alliance. How you doing, Dave?
Great, Kemp.
It's good to be with you. I couldn't make your event last week in San Diego. The NFA got together for their fall meeting. Let's get to that in a minute. Most people like to hear from you, Dave, because they know that Nebraska Furniture Mart is a company that knows what it's doing at retail. You have, I think, four basic areas of products, and one of them is floor covering, but you also are into appliances and furniture and electronics. So tell us how things are with Nebraska Furniture Mart at retail.
Well, things are going well. Obviously, we opened the store in May down in Texas, so that's been a primary focus for quite some time. Things are going well in the regular stores, and the Texas stores have been doing awesome.
Mm-hmm. So, going into proprietary information on a year over year basis, and trying to factor out the fact that you're about 30% bigger this year, how would you say the pull of floor covering is from your stores?
Well, right now we're running probably somewhere close to 5% increase on the same condition stores without Texas.
Okay. So I would say in the range of what I've been hearing out there in the marketplace, that's probably on the upper end. So congratulations on that. Are you doing anything new this year?
No, not really. Just focusing on key categories and trying to keep them going. Hard surface is certainly a success this year.
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly, we've had a great run on rugs this year. We've had 12 months of increase in rugs, double digits. Mm-hmm. So that's been fantastic.
Let's delve a little further. In hard surfaces, obviously there's LVT, there's hardwood and ceramic. Do you think LVT is what's pushing the hard surface business?
This year, it's probably wood and LVT is the two prime push as far as categories go.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move to the NFA meeting. Just first off, most people, just as a refresher, know that this is a organization where the leadership is actually members that are out there in the trenches running their own organizations. You are a buying group. How many members are there now?
There's 42 members currently. We did look at a potential new member, so hopefully we'll have 43 in January.
Mm-hmm. And most everybody knows that to be a member of NFA, you have to be doing about $10 million a year at retail. So it's known throughout the industry as some of the better performing professionals in the business. I know you have a time when you're together where you get kind of a feel for how their businesses are doing. Tell us what kind of feedback you got from the members.
Well, I think for the most part, you're hearing anything from 5% down to 5% up, and that captured most everybody. You had a few people that was probably doing better than that,
mm-hmm.
but that's the general consensus in the room was, you know, anywhere from 5 down to 5 up.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think that range is based on something they're doing or based on where they are and the economic conditions of that area?
I think it's really a factor of the economic conditions in the local areas.
Okay. Most of the people at NFA, and this is one of the reasons I like to spend time talking to them, they really understand the success of promotion. Tell us what you know about that.
Well, one of the things that we did this time, because we had such a packed schedule the way it was we didn't really take time to talk to each other about the advertising.
Mm-hmm.
But we did set up a table in back, and we asked anybody that could to bring some of their best promotions, some of their best print promotions,
mm-hmm.
put them on the table. And we had a table that was completely full from all the different members, which was fantastic. It really worked out well.
Well, give us a couple of the highlights, if you will. I know you're an organization that likes to work hard and play hard. Tell us some of the highlights of the activities you had.
Well, first and foremost, I want to talk about the elections.
Yeah,
we had our at-large board members. We have newly elected board members. Ian Newton from Flooring 101 and Ryan Bechtel from Contract Home Furnishings. They were elected to the board, and Zach Aiken was reelected to the board. So we have some new board members coming on in January. We're excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the highlight of the activities was an evening at Miramar Base, where we had our dinner and we had a show there, and they were getting ready for the air show coming.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of product sitting around us that we could go out and look in and, you know, walk through and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It was really a great, great evening.
Mm-hmm. So this is a Marine base. So you had both ships and aircraft there?
No, just aircraft. We had over 250 in attendance. This is actually, Kemp, this is our largest meeting ever as far as attendance went.
And it was at the Del Coronado, which is a first-class resort to have it, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was originally built in 1888, so it's got a lot of history to it, and it's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And I know there's some people, I'm Facebook friends with a few of the people, so I know you had some people that rode around on Harley-Davidsons, and what were some of the other activities?
Kayaking and a catamaran was the activity day.
During the meeting, I'm sure you had some keynote speakers and some programs. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Sure. Carol Cross came and spoke on digital marketing and talked about, you know, mobile marketing, which was really something that's on everybody's mind all the time, really, is how to improve your access to your customers.
And what made her an expert? She was at Armstrong for a while, wasn't she?
Yeah, she's kind of worked at a lot of different places, and she's really, truly an expert in the field. And she's very, very interesting to listen to. We also had Jeff King from WFCA came and spoke to us about subcontractor and employee changes, things that are potentially coming. Mm-hmm. So that was very informative. And Don Meyer from Armstrong also came and addressed the group on the changes that's coming in Armstrong, or has come and will be coming. So it was an action-packed day, I can tell you.
And I'm sure you had your core vendors there and probably some key personnel from all of them, right?
Yeah, we do our meeting with our core vendors. We have, we call it speed dating, but at 26 tables set up, and we rotate every 20 minutes or so to the next table and speak to all of the core vendors.
Is everybody leaving with some things they're going to put into play as far as best practices is concerned?
Oh, I think so. I've got a whole table full of stuff that I brought back from this meeting that I'm yet to go over with my buyers. But yeah. I think there was a lot of stuff that came back from it, that the action items for people to work on.
Mm-hmm. How do you think the remainder of this year is going to be from your perspective?
Well, hopefully it picks up a little bit. I think, you know, the traffic has been a little bit tough. We're due for a little bit of a break in it.
You know, they talk about this phenomenon called the fall selling time, and the early stage of this is not really heated up. You think that we're going to start to feel some here now that the hurricane has passed on the East Coast and children are back at school?
All you can say is we hope so. There doesn't seem to look like there's much of a break at this point, but I'm always hopeful that that's going to happen anytime soon now.
Yeah. All right, Dave. Well, it's great to talk to you. Again, we're talking to Dave Schnittiger, the president of the National Floor Covering Alliance and also the Floor Covering Merchandise Manager at Nebraska Furniture Mart. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.